has been quite a lot of discussion on the question of how we can frame research-based learning. So I would be interested in your personal approach to it and how you understand it.
I understand research-based learning in two ways. I mean, one is a pedagogic method, you know, whereby you give students more opportunity to develop their own abilities through giving them fairly autonomous tasks, research this topic or examine this work. In other words, setting them tasks for them to resolve. And another aspect of it is the, you know, the way my own research informs what I teach, which is really only possible at third year undergrad or master's level. But I suppose related to that, I mean, another issue to this is I don't believe that lectures are an efficient way of learning. I mean, I came to that conclusion as an undergraduate myself, that most lectures are a waste of time if what you're trying to do in the lecture is to transmit content. The lectures are pretty much hopeless for doing that. And I think really all you should do with them is to try to get students interested in a topic and try to point them to certain sorts of connections and then leave them to figure out the connections, which is, you know, what I do really, I think, in lectures. So that my lectures have become more sketchy over the years. You know, they're more about just speculations. You might want to think about this. You might want to think, look at this topic in the light of that one. You might want to consider this. And that's, yeah, I've moved more to that. I don't know whether that counts as research-led teaching, but I certainly think that the conventional methods of teaching don't work.